But hashtag not sponsorship, better be turned the
I know not sponsored. Right, that looks good though. What is that?
This is a no, I think it's just vanilla latte.
Yeah, you like coffee for
I
real.
Do yeah I love it. I know I really love it, but it has to be like specific good. Yeah, because yeah. And it depends too, because I just got that the other day. Not good at all.
Really?
Like, it has, you know, the days.
Why'd you go to Coffee Bean?
I don't know. I've really been liking Coffee Bean lately. But you know what I will say is I think this one is definitely, like, out of all the coffees that I like to drink usually, this one's the worst for you.
Oh, why?
I just feel like when I drink it, which is exactly why it's so damn full, uh-huh. is, like, the bottom, like, I can taste the crystal of the sugar. Like, there's so much in it. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's like Dunkin'.
See, Dunkin' I don't like because their coffees are too strong for me.
Really?
Yes.
See, when I used to get coffee, but I honestly only got it for the taste, because mm-hmm. I don't even know why I said that, but it was for the taste. Like, I just liked getting a blueberry coffee from Dunkin'. It was really good.
I love that.
Yeah, yes. But I don't like coffee, so I'm really not sure why I would get it. But you could taste the sugar too, like if you, because I would get, now I forget the order, but I would get like cream and sugar,
yeah, yeah,
and then blueberry, mm-hmm. yeah, and you could taste the
see
crystals.
That's the same thing with Dunkin' for me too though. I love the blueberry, that's yes. what I get from there, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's too strong,
the like, coffee,
yes,
yes.
I'm like
I think I would start to say extra cream and sugar because yeah.
But then it's like where it's like not even coffee
you're
anymore,
sugar.
yeah people are like, that's just milk, yeah. I'm like, mind your business.
I know.
Like, and so
I'm like,
what?
And what? And
so
right. What? I like my coffee white. No, I'm just kidding. Like, well,
no, like milk straight
no.
up.
No, that's why. Okay, at Dutch they have the white coffee Kickalator. Have you ever had
no.
that? Okay, so it's actually funny because that's supposed to be the strongest type of coffee, white coffee. But when you get the white coffee Kickalator, which is supposed to be like an annihilator and a kick, whatever it is, together,
mm-hmm.
it tastes so good. It's
really?
It's so good.
What
you
is
have to try
white
it.
Coffee? Like, is that, that's
it's
different than, like, blonde?
It's, yeah, I think so. Let me see. I think it's supposed to be the strongest coffee.
I like blonde.
Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Where it's, like, the lighter roast of coffee. Like, once it gets too dark, it's just, like, ew. Like, I can't believe that's why I'll always say I, like, feel like I'm not a true coffee person for real, because you know how there's people out there that'll straight get it black?
Ew, my brother does.
Bro, that is criminal.
He gets no cream, no sugar, nothing.
But at the same time, that's zero calories and it's waking you up. So I wish I liked it.
Yeah.
But
see, coffee has also never in my life woken me up.
Honestly, I don't think it... Yeah. Well, no, maybe it has, but I'm way past that.
Yeah, so you
point.
Just like it because of the taste. Mm-hmm.
Really? And I think it's like just like a like morning routine thing where you just like have to have like something. You know,
yeah,
like something
yes.
to drink.
That's,
or
that's,
I don't know. I still, it's like a placebo. I still have it in my mind where it's like, oh, I'm so tired. I need a coffee right now.
Yes,
it's just like a thing.
Yeah,
you need a drink.
For me, it's a tea. Like, but it's more of like a refreshing thing to me.
Yeah.
Look, it says white coffee is roasted at a significantly lower temperature, resulting in a bean that retains its light color. Blonde coffee is a lighter roast level within the standard roasting process, offering a slightly more pronounced taste. So white coffee is not as strong. Wait.
No, you know what I think I really
taste.
Love the most? Espresso. I love it.
You do?
Yes. Like the brown sugar, shaken oat milk, I think, espresso or whatever. That is my shit.
Okay, see, when I say strong, it says white coffee can have up to 50% more caffeine. Like it's strong as in whatever that is. Like the...
Caffeine level?
Yes, not
like
strong as in taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I just don't know people. Anyways, should we do the intro?
Yeah.
We're all talking about coffee.
I know. Let us know if you drink coffee. Okay. Or your orders, for real.
Okay. Hi, guys, and welcome back. Are you ready?
Sorry.
Okay. I didn't know.
You're like, all right, go ahead.
No, wait. Oh, wait. Okay,
what?
Never mind.
What?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic.
If you're new here, thanks so much for tuning into the show, and if you're coming from our last episode, welcome back.
Yes, welcome. So today we wanted to kind of talk about theories.
Yes,
right?
Okay, first of all,
what?
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
Yes,
I love conspiracy theories, and I don't even know, like, I don't know if we should get into those kind of theories.
We
I mean
can.
I guess we can. I love them. Yeah, though. They're my absolute favorite.
Do you remember when we were in your old house, the one by Liberty, and we were talking about conspiracy theories?
I feel like we've talked about them so many times that I can't even recall. But
yeah, no, I do love conspiracy theories. But the first ones we're going to get into are like the red string theory, because I've been seeing a lot of that on TikTok.
Okay.
And I honestly don't even know what it means, so I'm going to look it up. And then, oh yeah, like soulmates.
Yeah, we'll just get into some, now I'm thinking I'm what? Like love theories. Well, you know what? It's January 31st. Tomorrow is February.
Okay.
Start of the month of love.
Okay. Yeah.
Cute decorations.
Zoom in. No,
so, right. So yeah, we'll get into those, and then I guess we'll see whatever theories, conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we can. Okay. So I looked up red string theory, and it says, wait, do you know what it is? You have an idea?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It says the red string theory is an East Asian belief that people are connected by an invisible red string and are destined to meet their soulmate. So I'm guessing each other, like the people that are connected by the red string, right?
Mm-hmm.
The theory states that when people are born, an invisible red string is tied around their fingers or ankles. The string can stretch, tingle, or bend, but it can't break. The string connects people who are destined to be together regardless of time, place, or circumstance. The string eventually brings the people together. And you know why I saw this? It was so funny. So there's this girl, and I don't know if this is the only thing she does, but it was a TikTok that popped up today. And she does the thing. She was like, hi, mom, this is my husband, like, to a random guy. Mm-hmm. Like act like you're my husband or whatever, date, boyfriend, whatever.
Right.
And she was doing it, and she realized that she did it with that guy, like, months ago. Or I don't know if it was, like, a year ago or ago, but, like, a long time ago. And people in the comments were like, okay, that's the red string theory.
Yes.
But.
Dude. Okay, wait. But in that situation, I would have been like, okay, now we have to get married.
No, yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, I swear. Every time, like, okay, I have this friend. It's actually the same friend I talked about last time. And, like, when they come into town, like, I never know. Like, they don't post or anything, but I always see them. I'm like, dude. I think we're
destined to be friends.
I know.
Hey, friend.
I'm like, it's actually crazy. But no, that is crazy. I believe not necessarily in the red string theory.
Right.
But I believe that if you're meant to be with that person, you will be with that person.
100%.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it went so deep as far as like they think it's like attached to your ankle or like this specific body part. So I don't know about that, but I definitely believe that too. Like, I mean, that I feel like that just goes into the biggest thing that we believe in this life, or at least I do, is everything happens the way that it's supposed to and for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, of course, like you're going to have the signs that if somebody's needs to be in your life, that they're going to be.
Yeah, like their soulmates.
Yes.
Now, don't take that as like the toxic stuff.
No, right? Let that man go.
Right. Let him go, sister.
Okay? Right.
Like, oh, but we can't, what is it called? Leave each other alone. Yes, you can.
Right. No, that ain't the red string. That's the blue one.
No, like, I think the red string or like the soulmates is like when, I don't know, in my opinion, like something like that. Like you meet somebody, maybe you guys didn't hit it off at first. Or not even that. Maybe you guys did, but it kind of just drifted into nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you guys come together again. You're like,
it's always the comeback.
Yes.
If it comes back, which they always say, right? Like if it comes back, then you know it's real.
Yeah, they say like let it go. Mm-hmm. And if it comes back, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I strongly believe in that for sure.
Do you believe in like right person, wrong time then? Like kind of, I guess that kind of goes into the same theory, right? If somebody comes into your life and it's like, I don't know, what sign do you take, right? Because it's like they're in your life or they came in your life and you think that
if they're meant to be here,
exactly,
they would be here.
Exactly. Like everybody comes into your life with purpose, but you know what I'm saying. Well, actually, no, though.
For
right?
Lessons?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Blessing or lesson?
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
Blessing or lesson, everybody. But I'm saying, though, you're like full force. But no, I think, right person, wrong time. Right?
But the thing with that is it can't be the right person if it's the wrong time.
Do you think though? Because the other theory is
they'll
let
come
them
back
go
to you.
And see if they'll come back.
See, but I do believe like let them go.
Oh. I believe in right person, wrong time 100%.
Okay.
But it's just like we said, one of those things that you have to be so careful with, because just because it was the wrong time and they come back around doesn't mean it's going to be the right time at that time either. Correct. You know, you have to kind of.
But see, that's another theory or whatever you want to call it that people can take in a toxic way. Like they can be like, oh,
exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you have to be able to distinguish between what's toxic and what's like, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I think, well, a lot of people. No, I think they know, they just don't want to accept it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just toxic and you shouldn't, that, no, you guys should stop. What is it? Trauma bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when, like, you're, like, connected because of all the trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's, like, super, super bad.
That, let go.
Yeah.
That's not.
But see, people can't, because they think, I think in that case, too, people are like, oh, no, like, we're supposed to be together, or like we always.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's hard. I mean, it's definitely a hard thing to distinguish, because it's like, I mean, I don't know. You think that it's the red string, but it's
right. It's
really
not. It's like trauma.
Yeah.
See, but you have to be emotionally mature to distinguish that, and a lot of people aren't.
And I think it takes a long time to, you know, for you to finally recognize and to finally decide, like wait. This isn't working.
Which is fine, because I mean, that, like we said in a previous episode, I think two episodes ago, like, it's all in your own timing, you know? Like, now, well, no, I can't even say that. I mean, people put up with a lot before, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know, so it's just like.
See, okay, but going off of the red string theory, so then that would mean you're a believer in soulmates, right? Like, do you think that you have one soulmate? Do you think everybody has one soulmate?
No, I think you have multiple.
Lover soulmates, though? Or do you think you have multiple soulmates as far as, like,
friends?
You can have friends.
Yeah. No, I think you have multiple of everything. Like, I think you have multiple lovers, and I think you can have... Well, friend soulmates is a little bit harder. I obviously believe in friend soulmates, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's so much more rare.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do think you can have multiple, like, lover soulmates.
I feel like it's one of those things that I don't want to believe, because I'm, like, such a, like, no, like, find your person type of thing.
Yeah.
But I do think it's unrealistic to say that there's only one person out there for you. I mean, we don't know the world.
Yeah, but some people believe it's, like, you have your one true person.
I think there's levels to it. Okay. I think you can have multiple, but there's going to be one that's your one true person that's, like, you connect the most with. And who knows if you'll ever meet them type thing. But I think there's some that maybe, like, you're not going to love as much as that one, like, perfect person. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but then there's that problem that some people have when they're in love with two people and they feel the exact same way.
Well, do you think it's possible to be in love with two people at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
I think so too.
Yeah.
But see, a lot of people would say that that's not possible.
No, I think it is.
I think that comes from the same space of being like, they don't want to believe it though, because it's like, once you find your person, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want it to feel one-sided. Like, you want it to be like, you're my person. You're my number one. So then to think that they could potentially have, like, another soulmate out there is where it's like.
See, but I want to play devil's advocate here, because it's like, okay, I want to say, yes, you can be in love with two people at one time. But then because if that was your person, you wouldn't love anybody else the same.
I don't know. Well, see, but that's what I'm saying. Not the same. There's levels to it where it's like.
Yeah. See, but then So then one person is always going to be higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
100%. So you can be in love with. Okay. So you can be. Conclusion in this one is you can be in love with two people at the same time, but one of them's going to be slightly higher.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Then that's what I think too. Yeah. I mean, because you can love, be in love.
Because I think it's a matter of finding that person too, right? What are the chances that you're going to find the person that has every single thing on your list, the most perfect ever? Whereas, I mean, I don't want to say you want to settle per se, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, if you have another person that's just as perfect, but maybe missing one or two things that you wish they had, you're willing to work on it with that person. But if you were to find the other person that has every single thing, you'd be like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard.
See, but then that goes back to what we've also talked about, which I don't even know if this is like the 80-20 theory. Like, what if you think they have everything, but then in reality, that person is lacking the whole 80% and you just saw like the 20% that was lacking in the other person. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like you're saying like the other person, you're kind of just like being turned the other way because
like, that person was, like, lacking things, right? The first person.
Yeah.
And this, the second person that comes along, you think has everything, mm-hmm. including the things that that person was lacking. So mm-hmm. you're like, ooh, okay. Because the first thing that you see is the things that that person was lacking.
Exactly.
Right? So then exactly. you go, mm-hmm. but then reality is the grass isn't greener. Like, they have nothing, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah. those few things.
But then what if they don't? What if yeah. they don't?
I don't know. If they don't, then.
I don't know. Yeah. It's hard. It's I a know. Hard topic for sure. I think it's just hard because there's so many scenarios.
Right.
It's so situational yeah. where it's just like, well, it
see,
depends.
But being open to, like, see, but realizing there are so many different situations is like.
And being open to the idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because, okay, I don't even think this is a theory. And I don't even know what you would call this, but, like, I do not like, okay, I cannot stand, I'm not gonna lie, and this is probably an unpopular opinion, mm. but I cannot stand when people are like, oh, he did this, block. Wait, why?
Wait,
why
what do you mean?
Like, when someone makes a mistake, like, and they're so quick to block somebody, mm. I don't agree with that.
Like, give me an example.
Okay, I don't even know why. Okay, like, okay. Mm. Something can happen with a guy or a girl. They make a mistake. They act a certain way in a situation, right?
Right.
And the situation clearly wasn't, like, they were wrong, whether or not they see it. Okay. There's so many people that are, like, block his ass or block her ass. But I'm like,
I think that depends, too, though.
I think blocking is so mature.
Because
why?
I feel like, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say, like, you have to literally block them.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying, like, it depends on the person. Like, if I'm starting to talk to a person,
okay,
and I mean, obviously, I'm interested enough to talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have some kind of interest going with each other, but then they do something where it's like, I wasn't even really that, like, hooked yet, where it's like, they do something weird. Like, for okay. me, it's like, okay, then I'm good. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, of course, but, like,
go
what?
Ahead.
What? Okay. I want to hear your
so
butt.
So, say you're good. But that person keeps reaching out to you. Would you give...
It depends what was done, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was, like, weird enough of a level, like, it depends. It depends how turned off I was. You know what I'm saying? It's not, like, any mistake that you do, I'm going to be like, all right, no, like, I'm good. But it also depends how much you like them, right?
Right.
Because if you like them enough, you're going to be able to, you know, deal with the bumps in the road.
Right,
but
right.
if you never really cared like that in the first place and it was kind of just like a person that you were talking to talk to, like,
yeah, you're you like know? Whatever, but you're yeah. not gonna block them.
No,
exactly.
No,
I think, but again, I guess that can fall into theories, because if you do block them and they're meant for you, then somehow some way they're gonna come back into your life,
right?
But I just think blocking is so extra.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have anyone blocked.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do.
So okay.
But it took a very long time for me to block this person, okay? Like, it took probably like 4 years, and then I finally did, and this person has been blocked for probably almost three.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That's another situational thing. It depends.
But yeah, see, but I don't agree with the whole block any second somebody does something wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't say block.
Yeah.
For me, it's more of just like a, I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, so I'm cool off you. Yeah.
No, but yeah. No, I can, yeah. I just don't, I'm like.
But block, I'm just like, to me.
That's so extra.
You know what's funny? What? To me, I think you only block someone when you do care. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I don't think if you didn't give a shit that you're going to block them.
But
you know?
I think that's so, like, are we 15?
Like, what does it do?
Yes.
I mean, just don't respond.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know.
What are you blocking them for?
Yeah.
It is not that serious.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, the only reason I can see blocking, like, if it benefits you.
No, because I was just trying to think of a scenario where I'm just like, like, where would it be acceptable or not? Because it's like, I get it. I get with the people that are like, oh, like, I don't know. They're just like, whatever. Like, I don't ever plan to talk. Because for me, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's another person doing it. And I literally could never care enough, like, what other people do or how they decide to handle things. That if they feel like they need to block the person, like, whatever. But something did pop in my head where, you know, one time there was a guy that DM'd me mm-hmm. on social media and I never responded. And then I like posted something again. This was, we're talking 2 to 3 years later.
Okay.
2 to 3 years. Actually, he unfollowed me after that.
Wait, after you never responded?
Never responded. Okay. And then 2 to 3 years later, he mm-hmm. followed me again.
Okay.
And then I posted whatever, and I don't remember what like platform it was on. So mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a swipe up or a DM or whatever. And again, I didn't respond. And then like I looked back mm-hmm. at it again, like to see like, because he even acknowledged in that second DM, like, oh, 3 years later, right, you know, whatever. Right, right. And then I look back and I was blocked. Like, what the hell? Like, that's weird to
see,
me.
See, I feel like in that situation, he's embarrassed.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it's like a block. Right. Like, no, that, damn.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. Like, weirdo. But then that's why you never got a response in the first place.
No, exactly.
No,
exactly.
But yeah, I just think, dude, I seriously think blocking is like, I'm like,
it's just like you're taking yes. it so serious.
Yes. Like, and then I even feel silly. I'm like I swear, like the few times that I block somebody and then they're unblocked and they're like, oh, I thought I was blocked. I feel so silly. I'm like, I don't know why I
blocked. Like, it
you.
Wasn't that serious. Yeah. Like, you're over it.
I just think it's never that serious to block somebody. Like, just don't talk to them.
I
like
only
we said.
Block like stalkers or something.
Yes. Like, if I'm being
my life's
exactly.
in danger.
Yes, bro. I swear, like, the block button. No, people it's, are happy-go-lucky with the block
right,
button.
Right,
like,
right, right.
No, it is real. Never that serious unless, literally the only reason I can see it's that serious to block somebody if it's benefiting you. Like, I'm,
right.
I need to block this person because.
That's I what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just, I'm like, you guys, let's calm down on the block button.
And I'm like, damn, like, you don't even know this person and you're that bothered that they didn't answer you.
Right.
Or you're like, that's block.
Weird.
Like,
that's weird. And honestly, I'd rather see the damn messages and me ignore your ass.
That's
than
what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't get the block thing. I really don't. But back into the theories. Okay, what did we talk about? The red string theory. We talked about soulmates.
Talked about right person, wrong time.
Wait, so what's the difference between soulmates and twin flames?
I don't think anything.
Nothing?
I think it's just like another name for it. Yeah, look it up, and I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
Soulmates versus twin. Not me with no service in the mountains here.
You don't have any, wait.
No. Let me see, wait. For you, is 5G better than LTE or is LTE better than 5G?
I think 5G is better.
Yeah, 5G. Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, it says a twin flame is a person who is said to be the other half of one soul and is considered to be a person's mirror soul. The term is used to describe a strong, intense connection between two people who are said to complement each other and help each other grow.
Wait, see, it says here you can have multiple soulmates, but only one twin flame, according to the concept.
Interesting.
But they're very much similar. So it's twin flame, mirror the soul, same interest, similar perspective, soulmate, deep connectivity, intense compatibility, comfortability.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Okay, wait. A twin flame is often described as deep spiritual connection with another person who mm-hmm. mirrors your own soul. This relationship is believed to trigger significant personal growth and transformation. Unlike soulmates, twin flames are seen as two halves of the same soul reunited in this lifetime.
Whoa.
So it seems like twin flame is just like a deeper,
way deeper,
stronger, yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like also twin flame doesn't have to be like your lover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It can be like somebody you met that,
yes.
like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I know.
See, I never knew that.
So, should you marry your twin flame?
Gosh, people freaking Google anything.
That is crazy.
Yes, twin flames are way stronger than, yeah, twin flames, yeah.
Right?
That is cool, though.
I know. And why does that make more sense to me, where it's like you can have multiple soulmates, but one
twin flame. It does
yeah.
make sense to me, too. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, wait. What theory are we going to talk about next? Are we gonna
okay, I have one.
Okay.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Ooh. Wait. I think my nails aren't even long enough to do that.
I know, no sound, no ASMR.
Let me think. Love at first sight. I want to say yeah, but then it's like, what if you get to know them and you're like,
I feel like I guess anything is possible. I do think that's like on a very, very low scale,
yeah.
though, of possibility. Like, what are the chances that you see somebody and, like, you're in love automatically and then you get to know them and you're still in love? Like, that's like a big chance, right? I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's impossible, I guess. But...
And it's a little dramatic, right? You're yeah. Like, oh, love at first.
No. Like, oh my God.
Right. Like, okay, wait. Like, maybe you let's shouldn't
calm down a little bit.
Well, that's like the show Love is Blind. What do you think of that?
Oh my God. I was just going to bring that up.
You were? See, wait. Okay, wait. No.
What?
You
go. What?
Okay, in my opinion, you need to have that physical attraction.
I agree.
Okay.
I think though, okay, with Love is Blind, first of all, I love that show.
Okay.
I think it's possible though. Okay. For me, I think about sitting in a room, mm-hmm. right? Talking to this person, getting to know them literally for weeks, right? Mm-hmm. You're getting to know this person for weeks and you know literally the ins and outs of them because all you're doing all day is talking to this person every single day.
Okay.
I think though, once you see them, if you don't have that physical attraction, I think that's really difficult to see past. Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is I believe that you can fall in love with somebody before blindly. Seeing them.
Okay.
But I do understand why it would be tricky once you see them and you are not. Yeah.
See, so then that's the thing. Like, are you, so like that wouldn't be love then?
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know though, because it depends like how strong that connection that you've built is. Are you, even though you're not physically attracted, like are you physically, or, I mean emotionally attracted to them enough and spiritually to be able to see past the physical?
No, I think that you need that physical connection there because that's also, it's not the most important, but that's an important
it
aspect
is.
Of
no,
the
it
relationship.
Is. I think you have to have an ounce of physical.
Crazy. You're like, eh.
If there's absolutely nothing, then I mean, it's yeah. lost. No, but yeah, if you have a little something to work
See?
With.
So I feel like looks have to play a role.
That's hard though. Like, can you imagine like really loving like no, everything you got to know about somebody? See, but you don't think you would even be able to like be in the program to.
I could be in it, but I can tell you right now that
yeah, but you don't think like sitting there talking to somebody like whatever mm-mm. you feel like no matter what, even if you like them so much during those times, you'd still be sitting there every day in the back of your head being like, yeah, but what do you look like?
Yeah. Yes dude, yeah
that.
No,
you know that show freaking cheats though, because I be seeing afterwards they're talking about like, oh, like I had an idea of exactly what she looked like, because they don't see each other, but she's sitting there being like, yeah, I'm blonde, 5'4".
Well, no, that's
like
that
you
one,
know what I'm saying?
One girl that said, I look like Megan Fox.
Bro, that was hilarious.
That was wild.
Anywho.
Yeah, anywho.
But, yeah, no, Love is Blind is wild. That's a tough one, but yeah, no, you're right. You know what it is? I think I just like want to believe in these things so yeah. bad. Like I just
no, you gotta be up front.
I know.
That's why in another episode we have to talk about this is a whole different topic, like believing in stuff so bad. When I was telling you about the comment on one of our videos about the being an empath, and someone like someone went into this deep dive of being like, well, if you're an empath, then you would feel bad that the other people don't relate to you. Da 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 da. But see. You can't believe in all of that. It's never that serious.
And not only that, I think it's so funny that they commented that, because that was on 2 episodes mm-hmm. ago, right? Our last episode, I forgot what it was, but there was something in specific where I was like, okay, it's not even something that we should have to clarify, but I'm going to provide clarification because there's so, like, you would think there's so many things you would think that you don't have to provide mm-hmm. clarification on, because you're like, no, people would know like what yeah. we actually mean, and they just don't. And that was one of those things where it was because we like made a joke of like, oh, we just don't like idiots, and they're like, oh my God, empaths would never say that. And I'm like, bro, we were not being like, we hate like these people are so dumb and I we know. can't. I'm like, oh God.
I'm like, okay, one, you can't take a joke, or you right. don't, you can't tell what sarcasm yes. is. But two, like that was, yeah, and that's why I said it's never that serious. And they even responded again, and they're like, but it is, but it's really not. And that's gonna be it. That has to be a whole different episode, I swear. But just like when you said like, I want to believe, like just like that person, I swear it's like that person's one of those people that's like, oh, they believe that an empath is like this way and that way. Dude, it's not that serious. Some right. people just literally lack certain common sense and emotional maturity,
right.
and they're always gonna be like that. Thank
yeah.
you
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, no, but no, I know, I want to believe in like a lot of stuff too, but the at the end of the day, it's just not like that.
And no, but I think the other thing too is, like we said earlier on this episode, is it's a matter of being open to other perspectives, where yes. it's like, it is like that sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, with certain people, certain situations, yes. but there's also a lot of situations where it's not like that. Yeah. You know, it's just being able to see in
well, there's the reality lights. Of things, yes. right? And yes. that person right there is one of those that's like almost too open, but that you can never be too,
see, like, for me, can't. I feel like that person is too closed-minded, where they're like, no, it's this way all the time. Okay. You yeah, know what I'm good, saying? Like, no, I think it's like, broaden your horizon, like, see in other people's shoes what you mean, yes. And what you're trying to say, where it's like, no, this is how empaths are all the time, 24/7. Like, no,
yeah, there's it a reality, and some people are yeah. literally idiots,
and we don't like them, so be mad about it again.
oh, that's funny. No, but yeah, with the love thing, I do want to believe in a lot of that stuff, but the reality is, it's just like, no, dude, there has to be a certain level of attraction.
Yeah.
You know, the relationship has to have intimacy. Mm-hmm. Like, there can't be, I don't know.
And the other thing is, even if that shit was believable, that was a while ago, because people these days, they're,
yeah.
people these days, it's just,
people are like harsh.
It's hard to still fall into the, like, you know, mm-hmm. the movie of it all type of things, because people are not how they used to be.
That's no, not sure. at all. Not at all. Okay, should we go to regular theories?
Yeah.
Or like, would it be conspiracies, I guess you yeah. can say? Conspiracies? Okay, wait, which one? Gosh, there's so many. Which one should we talk about?
Well, first of all, I need to know something.
What?
Do you believe in, or have you seen or know what the mandala? Yeah, mandala effect is?
Wait, are you talking about how people are saying it's the government lately?
What? Oh. What do you mean?
Okay, that is where, like, okay, you thought something was one way,
yeah.
and it's really been another.
Yes.
Okay, I've been seeing stuff on TikTok lately that people, it's a conspiracy,
yeah.
not a theory, right? It's a conspiracy that people think it's a government experiment. Like, it really used to be that way, but they want to see if we recognize it.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, I would believe that.
But what is there to believe in it? Like, what is the conspiracy with that?
Like a mandala effect? Like, an example, you're saying?
Like, what is there, like, I think it's an effect. Like, what's the conspiracy behind it?
Like
it
was saying, never like,
that
would,
way in
yeah,
the first place?
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying no. to say, like, there are certain things. Have you seen, like, examples of the
like
mandala
Febreze?
Effect? Yes. Like, Cheez-Its. How it's spelled. Oh, fucking Chick-fil-A.
What? No, I haven't seen Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is, like, it used to be C-H-I-C, I think. But it's actually C-H-I-C-K now or something.
Oh.
But I swear it was C-H-I-C, yes. was it not?
Yeah,
no, now it's freaking chick.
There's a K?
Yes.
No, there's not a K.
Bro, I swear to you, look.
Let me see.
And if there is,
there's not a K.
Then it's the other way around.
There is a K.
Like, no, you're lying. That's
no,
not...
see, so I believe that. No, I think they change it.
I think they
I'm
do
like,
too.
You're liars.
But it's like, why do they do this?
What if it's a government experiment?
But it's like, what does the government get out of that? Like, they're just having fun, like, toying around with us, like, being civilians, like, did it change?
We probably live in a simulation. Is that what it's called?
I feel like we might, too. What do we do?
I know.
I think about that. Like, what if we're just, like, all hooked up? Do you watch Black Mirror? Have you ever watched Black
no.
Mirror? Oh, my God. You need to watch that movie.
I've watched one episode, and that's the one with the chip that you can rewind stuff, which is actually psycho. Imagine you're like, nope, I need to see if you cheated.
I know. Like,
that's like
how he did.
Bro.
But then yes. she did.
Yes.
Dude. That was crazy. If you guys haven't watched Black Mirror, go watch Black Mirror. That is one of the best
like,
shows
thinking,
out
I'm
there.
Like...
Wait, do you know why it's called Black Mirror?
No.
Because they're talking, like, it's all stuff like that, right? The chip. There is another one, which was I was just about to say, where it's like two girls are hooked up to, like, basically like a video game.
Okay.
Where they in real life they're like really old and stuff, but mm-hmm. they can hook up to this video game and go into a different world and, like, be together in that world where they're young and, like, they get to pick the time of the world that they're
really?
Living in. Yeah, stuff like that. So that's basically all the Black Mirror episodes mm-hmm. are stuff like that. And it's because they're talking about your phone.
Okay.
It's a Black Mirror, like your reflection. Like,
okay.
this is the Black Mirror. And I'm like, that's so crazy. Like it's just it's so weird, that show.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely love it.
Or like how they control the weather.
Do you think they do?
No.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
Wait, I have a crazy one.
What is it?
Every time I share this with somebody, they think I'm a psychopath.
Okay,
but I'm serious. I think that pigeons.
Are the government.
Yes!
No, that's not psycho. The pigeons
dude,
are
every,
the government.
Every time I tell somebody that, they're like, what?
No, we all, we talked about this. Do you remember? It was your birthday at, which house were we at? We've been in so many houses. I don't know. But we were a pigeon flew, we were outside.
Dude.
And a pigeon flew government. On the freaking, and we're like,
they're listening.
Yes.
Yes.
No, for sure.
Bro, because have you guys ever seen a baby pigeon? And I'm not talking about a baby bird, because we've seen a baby bird before, but mm-hmm. a pigeon.
No.
You know the pigeon.
Yes.
A baby one of that. You've never seen one.
Exactly.
You've never seen one.
No.
And they're just odd. They're weird. And
no, I think, yes.
They're listening.
Yeah.
And even if it's not every single pigeon, they've definitely made government pigeons.
Yes. No, 100%. For sure. No, I think so too. Okay, but okay, so what about the moon landing?
Fake.
Fake, for
100%.
Sure. If you think the moon landing's real, you I think help. We have been, but I don't think we were the first.
Yeah, no, 100%.
No, we were not the first.
And I think that's wise, because we were in a race with, you know, the yes. other countries on trying to be the first, and we just weren't.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the pictures, you guys. That one's like,
that was like simple. Come on now. No, the moon landing? No. Wait, what are the other ones?
I know. No, there's definitely theories. More.
I know.
I see. Well, let's just talk about aliens. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah. Like, no, I believe. No. Do you know how big the universe
That's
is?
That's what I'm saying. To think that we're the only Thank living you. Beings, like.
No, but I think it is crazy how big the universe is. And we, like, where, like, I know it gets so much deeper, but it's just, like, how. Why haven't we seen anyone else?
Right. No,
or
it is
we
weird.
Have and just hidden, like Area 51. Like, do you think or Area 51 has all these aliens and like that have been here?
15, Area 15, or is it 51?
Wait, no, it's Area
51. No, it
51.
Is 51, right? And yeah, then 15 yeah. is the place.
Yeah, I gotta say that. Sorry, we had technical difficulties. Wait, I forgot what
conspiracy
we?
Theory?
Yeah, but we just oh yeah, area it's Area 51.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
But like the movie Independence Day, have you seen that movie?
I don't think so.
With Will Smith?
I don't remember it's a good
movie. But in that movie, they're like he goes into Area 51. Is it 51? No, it's 51.
It's 51. Okay, yeah.
And they had like all these aliens. Like,
no, I
in
think
there
is. No, they've confirmed.
Like they
it.
Have been here.
Yeah.
Oh, they did confirm it.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Well, can I see them?
I know. I'm like, but we can get
no.
Pewed. Pewed at if we go try to see.
Shut up. Oh. Yeah.
Demonetized. Just kidding.
Bro, oh my god. My brain doesn't work sometimes. No, for real, like you can only get so close.
That's annoying.
And that's what I'm saying. I want a tour.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if they've already put it out there,
right.
Why can't we just see
exactly what's it called, documentary,
right.
Something. No, they would never show us. That's the thing about the government.
See, but that's also a thing. Oh. I've seen people say like, oh, is it that, like, what if aliens know that we're here and that we exist, but they're just, like, planning a big attack one day to be able to... Because my thing is...
big attack is wild.
Because my thing is, if they were going to do that, though, why wouldn't they have attacked us already, like,
I know,
a long
we've
time
been
ago?
Here for so long.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So then it makes you question, do they exist? But they definitely do.
No, they like, do. But, yeah, like, why are we being left alone? That's what I'm not understanding.
I know. But like, then it's like, are they our friends?
No, maybe.
No, I mean they haven't.
Or what if
they're
literally just like these civilians are like idiots?
Dumb. Yeah.
Like, see, that's what I want to know, dude. All these theories, I'm literally looking up conspiracy theories, and they're like so specific and actually wild.
Like what?
Bro, look at. Like, what?
Wait, which one?
The bottom. Like, how is that a conspiracy theory?
What?
That's literally Google.
What on earth? I can't even tell you guys
you
that.
I know we can't. That's wild.
That is insane.
Okay, this isn't really a conspiracy theory, but what do you think of... I don't think this is like... No.
What?
No. Vaccines.
Ooh. No, I believe in vaccinations.
You do?
I always have until COVID.
Right.
I did not get the COVID vaccination.
I was so against it, but because I was at UNLV at the time.
You had to?
I had to. I mean, I guess... you could have written this whole religious letter thing, but I didn't even know. I was just like, I eventually just gave in.
Yeah.
But remember, we kept, I'm like, dude, I was like, we kept joking. We're like, you're going to turn into a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe, I mean, you might.
No, yeah. I might
turn. No. Might be a matter of time.
Yeah. So with the other vaccines, I literally never gave it thought until I had a baby. Mm. I'm not going to lie. I do think they're pretty toxic for our body, I mm-hmm. think, in some cases.
Yeah.
However, it's like, in my opinion, it's way too complicated to not have her vaccine.
Yeah.
Because then, like, certain, like, you can't, some doctors won't accept you at all. They're mm-hmm. like, you're not vaccinated, schools, mm-hmm. like, all this. So I'm not going to be, like, a full-on granola mom.
Right.
Granola. Or almond, whatever it's called. But I do think, like, it's not, and I do think that certain people's bodies can react to it a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, and every single time, my mom used to make us get the flu shot every year.
Really?
Every year. And I would get horribly sick after mm-hmm. it every single time. So I hated doing it. So when I grew up, I don't even know the last time that I got it.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the all the vaccinations you get literally on the day that you're
supposed to.
Yeah. Or, like, that you are birthed.
Yeah.
You know, I think those are necessary. Mm-hmm. I think they're, it's just too risky, like,
to not do it.
Yeah, it's like, and like you said, it just makes your life so much more complicated. It's just like, you might as well do it. But when it comes to something like the COVID vaccine that was appeared within, you know, a few damn hours of COVID coming to life, I'm like, no way.
Exactly. And they push yeah. push for it. Yeah.
That was weird to me too. Yes. Like, why are we, you know, yes. restricting people from doing things until you get the vaccine? I know. I honestly can't believe I went the whole time without getting it, because they really were making people jump through hoops.
No, I for sure wasn't going to, but then I eventually just, I did. Not because I wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
But no, that is, but majority of people I know, like, do not have it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, that's a lie. A lot of the athletes that, a lot of the athletes that I knew at UNLV did have to get it. But now I would say, like, well, my dad didn't get it. I don't know why his ass got it, though.
Dad?
Right.
Tune in.
No, but
no, that one was sketch for sure. Well, how about just COVID in general? Like, you know, people think that COVID was
like, made.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a flu. I think people were like.
See, but then didn't you go through it where it was bad? Dad? Yeah. And alive.
I'm alive. No, yeah, I did.
That was the thing. That's why I was like, okay.
Recently. Okay.
And then there's people that I know that got it and passed from it.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
my grandpa was like, cause of was that. But I think first it was like heart problems. So I think they just kind of ruled it as that, because I think the hospitals get paid more.
Yeah.
Or were. But I mean, yeah, I will say, yeah, I don't know, because I mean, during COVID, me and you both, like, never got it.
Mm-mm.
No, and you should have seen our, we did not want to work, first of all.
Oh, my God. During COVID, we were.
Dude, I'm not lying. You know what? I'll tell you, because I don't care anymore. Right. Dude, we.
Used so and bad. Abused that damn.
We wanted quarantine. COVID so bad. I'm not going to lie, dude. I remember, and I'll never forget, her mom had it. And it was it your birthday and that we went out for? And we're like, here, can we share some of that?
I'm like, Mom, I love you.
Bro, we never got it. Like, we, and that's when I was like, dude, our immune system was like, well, yours still is stellar, apparently. No, but we never got it. And then I'll never forget, I think, I never tested, but there's this one time, not one time, but it was like a few years after COVID, maybe like one or two, like, it was a while, and I lost my taste and smell, and that's the only symptom I had. I wasn't sick. I didn't have like runny nose, cough, nothing. I just woke up and I couldn't smell and I couldn't taste.
Really?
And because that too was pissing me off. Damn. I'm not gonna lie, the whole taste and smell thing at first, I was like, you guys,
it's horrible.
No, do you not realize? Well, no, this was, it was making me mad at first. I was like, do people not realize that's what happens when you're sick because of your sinuses? Mm-mm. Like, you just can't taste and smell. Until
different.
No, until I lost it without being sick, I was like,
what is that?
Yeah, no, because it literally was just gone and I wasn't sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, like, I didn't want to, this is gonna sound so bad, because now that I'm a mom, I don't think this way. Okay, if I'm sick, I'm gonna stay home. But like, my friend was like showing me a candle. I was like,
Bro, no, you weren't.
I cannot taste the smell. And I was like, I wasn't sick.
This bitch was pretending. But I was actually sick. You're
funny. Yeah, I just didn't have. I just like it wasn't registering because like I didn't have a cough or anything.
That's hilarious. Yes. No, I don't. I think the first time I got it was actually a little bit after we came back from the Maldives.
Oh,
I know for and a you fact tested that positive? I got yeah. Oh. I know for a fact that I got it after the Maldives. I just can't remember if that was the first time because mm-hmm. I got it twice, maybe three times, but twice.
Yeah.
But the first time, oh my God, was the worst. Bad. I had a fever for like over a week straight mm-hmm. every day. The body aches. I couldn't breathe. Taste and smell were gone. Like it was bad. Yeah. And I'm just like, it has to be. That's why it's like, I don't know about the whole fake COVID thing because mm-hmm. I've never had a sickness like that. Ever.
Yeah. See, for me, like my cousin also experienced what I experienced. Like the first time she thinks she got it, it was only taste and smell. She wasn't sick. And then the second time was when she was taking care of me because when I lost my taste and smell, like when I was what I just told you about.
Yeah.
I just had one of my surgeries and she was helping take care of me and her and my other cousin both got super sick and I was just like,
damn.
That's scary. Like it really was because I'm telling you, I was like, how can someone just lose their taste and smell and not be sick?
That's weird. Mm-hmm. No, that is weird.
But then the second time, which was last year on my birthday, oh my god, I got so sick.
I don't remember.
Yes, I texted all, that's when I had COVID.
That's right.
And once again, I was around a whole bunch of people.
Nobody.
We were
else.
All sharing drinks, sharing.
Little... I'm like, I'm done sharing shit with you.
You never get sick, I don't. But yeah, we were all sharing drinks, and I was the only one out of the whole group that got COVID. And but that time, I got sick.
Do you remember the first time we got tested for COVID?
Yes.
So funny.
Dude, we were all freaking out. I think we were each in our own cars,
yeah,
right?
We were.
Yeah, because it was that
just on the phone.
Yes.
Oh my God, they had like the damn military out
bro,
information.
Do you
like
we went to the store?
We went to the store because everything was gone.
Dude, that was wild. I was like, I really thought we were gonna have what is it called? Martial law?
Yes. Like no, and we still had to go to work though.
No, dude, I was so mad. I was like, there is no way.
No, I'll never forget this one. Called and she, I don't know if you were genuinely sick or not. I think you were, but like it wasn't COVID.
Okay.
But then you called. She like did the teledoc thing, and we worked at the same place at the time. She did the teledoc thing, and the doctor was like, "Yeah, you need to stay home for 7 days. Like you're excused." And so I was like, the hell, I've been around her
three?
Bro, I called and I did the teledoc thing. He's like, 3 days, you're good. I was like, ain't no way,
because it was paid too, no, right?
Yes, like, bro, I was so mad. I was like, three? I was like, I'm calling another doctor. There must have been an error because three is crazy. Dude, mind you, I said the whole same script as she said to the freaking doctor, and he was like, you're good.
That was wild. That is so crazy. No, I was actually in Hong Kong when it was before it was in the U.S.
You know where? That's funny because I was in Mexico.
You were?
Yes, and I remember through the airport, everybody's wearing masks already. Me and my family were like, girl.
No, I was in China, and I was like, you know, in Hong Kong,
that's actually crazy.
Everyone was wearing masks, but everyone was getting their fever. I'm like, why are they taking our temperature? And I was just like, this is so wild. And then, like, I think literally maybe 1 or 2 weeks later, the first case was in the United States. And I was like,
crazy.
Like, mind you.
It was you.
Right? No, I Googled it. It's in Washington. But, no, that was wild. I was like, whoa. Like,
insane.
That's crazy.
Insane
yeah.
times. For
I
sure.
know. In Hong Kong.
Well, like, remember we thought we were going to get either, first of all, not be able to go / get stuck in the Maldives because of the freaking.
Yes. No, I think we were generally scared. We were
no,
just
we
like,
were.
Yeah.
Shook.
Yes.
But we still went.
I know.
Through the whole thing.
Bro, no. Yeah. We had a test.
You know, that's my biggest thing, though, in general. And especially in that situation, though, is like, I don't know how to explain it without giving context. But like, I hate when people ask or mention something that they don't have to, right? Because in that situation, mm-hmm. if we were to go up and be like, excuse me, like, is this gonna work? Are we gonna be able to go through? They probably would have been like, no.
Right.
But since we just shut up and like yes. hoped for the best, you yes. know, like we were able to go through. Yes. But it's always somebody that has to open their yes. damn mouth, bro, and ruin it.
That's like the is homework due today?
Yes, yes.
I'm like, oh, teacher, you forgot to check her. I'm like, oh my God.
Nobody likes those people.
I know. What are those people called?
Annoying.
That's what they're called. Annoying.
No, for real. That dude. No. That no.
But we really thought our asses were gonna get stuck.
I know.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, we could do a whole episode on travel.
I know. We have to. Day we have to do an episode on travel, because we have a lot of stories.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you know what I thought would be another good episode, which I was gonna run this idea by you, would be, and I don't even know how we would word it or whatever, but like letting TikTok live, like not run, but like tell us, like we're on live but we're recording.
Yeah, yeah, you yeah. know what I'm saying? Like kind of like a literally like a live
episode. Yeah, yeah, but yeah I thought that would be a good idea. Then I was like, yeah, I don't know,
we say the wrong thing.
I know, but I thought that would be,
no, that would be funny,
right?
I'm like, if you guys will tune in.
I know, but on TikTok we have like, I don't know how dedicated they are,
right?
Like,
I know TikTok is booming.
I know, sure. we love our TikTok. Today I met for the first time somebody, the girl that did my nails, that deleted TikTok. I said, now why would you do that?
You know, it's so funny. I seen a tweet that was like, I was like, if you deleted TikTok, stay away from me. I hate dumb bitches. Because it's like, what? Right?
No, I told her, I was like, you're the first person that I've met that's done that.
Like, why would you?
Why would you delete it?
For what?
I don't know.
For I was shocked. Literally, what reason?
I was like, no way. Like,
I'm like, you're quick. That's like, crazy. You know, I'm committing to the bit for a long time before I'm deleting something.
No.
Like for Flappy sure. Bird? Do you remember Flappy Bird?
Yeah, I do remember it. I think. Will you wait. Were Remember? You held the bird back?
Yes, but then it became... No, that's Angry Bird.
Oh.
Flappy Bird was the one that you tap and you have to get through, like, the poles.
Oh,
but then it became so popular that the creator of the game, like, was getting so many unalive threats that he...
That's wild. He did?
Yes. So then the game was banned, and then it was the same situation where you only had the app if you didn't delete it. So there was like iPads, phones being sold for thousands of dollars. No, that's what's happening
right now. Yes. But I'm like, are people actually buying these things?
I know. Okay. It's not that serious. I'm like, get a VPN like the rest of us. Right. Like, don't be fine.
Oh my God.
I know.
Anyways, though.
All right.
Yeah, that was a wrap. I don't know what else y'all want to talk about.
Our theories episode. But I really do feel like we can go on and on about theories if we actually come prepared with
theories. A notebook.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Or like, hold on.
Actual theories. So if you guys want more theories, let us know.
Yeah, but they're just so specific.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
See, that's why I feel like we need to, like, if we had, like...
A notebook.
Like, 5 and 5 or something.
Like
I don't know.
Like a... But I don't know. Like I said, all the ones on Google were, like...
Because you know why? I know a lot of them, but they're, like... Like, do you know the Chuck E. Cheese pizza one?
Like, no, what is it?
That, like...
Like, there were Five Nights at Freddy's?
No. Oh. Like, the pizza one is that, like, when you get a Chuck E. Cheese pizza, you see that it's, like, not a perfect circle. Like, they're all kind of, like, scattered, and it's because they say that if you don't finish your pizza, they just, like... reuse it into the next one. Yeah,
you're lying.
Yeah, and there was Shane Dawson. He's like a YouTuber, but he does a lot of conspiracy theories and stuff, and he like tested out the theory and was able to allegedly confirm it because he didn't want to get sued. So what? You know, he has to be careful because it was like,
how are they gonna sue him?
Factual. Because they're like, your defamation, maybe? I don't know.
But it's true.
I know. But they're like, no, it's not.
That's wild.
Yeah. See, so I know a lot like that, but I don't know.
See, I didn't even know that one.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, I feel like I would know some of ones that are like more little.
Or like there's, he did another one too where he like went to Marshall's, like, you know, Marshall's, Ross, TJ Maxx type stores.
Okay.
And he went to the makeup section and basically confirmed that if you get makeup from the makeup section, buy it, you could use it like I don't want to say horribly because it has to look somewhat okay, right? Mm-hmm. But then take it back and return it. They put it right back on the shelf as if it's new.
But don't they do that everywhere?
I don't know. At Ulta and stuff, they have to throw it out. Oh, that's why people like dumpster dive because they get like full stuff, you know? Oh. Yeah.
Hmm. Damn. No, wait. Well, this isn't a theory, but I want to know. What? We've talked about this. Is water wet?
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes.
Water, bro, is wet. I'm so glad. If you said no, I was going to walk off this fucking set. Yeah. I don't understand why somebody would think that it isn't.
Because they're going to argue
it's that it makes it wet. Yes. That's so dumb to me.
No, water's wet. It's I'm a liquid. Like,
if it makes the item wet, it's because water was wet to begin with.
Yes. Like. Yes. What? Yes. Yes. No. But people are going to be like, no, I can't.
I'm like, okay, so if you step in the shower, are you wet? Yes or no? Yes. But
they're going to say, yeah, no.
Dude, and why are you wet? Because of water. Because it's wet.
Doesn't he think?
Yes. Bro, yes. And I can't.
That's wild. It's
tripping me crazy. I will debate that all day, every day. I will too. So if you guys think water ain't wet, leave it down in the comments.
Please.
Because I'll see you there. I will see you there. I can't stand it.
No, that's wild. Wait, I was going to ask you something, but now I forgot. I always forget.
What, like something along those same lines? Or
you mentioned, it was when you mentioned Ulta and makeup, and I was totally going to ask you something, and it totally wiped my mind. It's gone. Mind wiped.
Nice.
I said a movie, I think. But yeah, anyways, that concludes our episode of today. We didn't even say the number. I think it's 10. Yeah. Are we double digits?
Mm-hmm. This Which is 10? Technically 11.
Wow. I know. This is so cool.
What's your favorite number?
5. Why? And 11.
Why?
Why is it 5?
What?
I don't know. I always chose number 5 in like soccer and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I always stuck with 5.
So you just like 5?
I just liked 5.
No meaning?
No, not really. And then I really, really liked 11 for my soccer. Like, I changed it 1 year, I think, to 11.
Same? No reason? Just?
I don't know. Something about 11 I just liked. Hmm. And then, dude, there's no reason.
And but, no, I mean that's...
And then I do like 777, but the reason for that is because that's my angel number, like based on my birthday and my year. But yeah. Why? What's yours?
Mine's 8.
Why?
It always has been. I mean, a few different reasons. 8, obviously, my birthday is in August, so I've always been connected with 8. 8 is just a lucky number in general. It brings
luck and prosperity.
8 is like, obviously, the infinity symbol, you know, so I like that. 8, I mean, Kobe, hello. And then also, it's my life path number.
Oh. How
do you find Which is so crazy to me. It's like something you can do online.
Really?
It's like, yeah. But
do you know your angel number?
No. Look at it. But it was crazy because it was actually my cousin, Avery, that I was talking about life path numbers with one day. And he was telling me what his was, which for some reason I can't remember. But he was telling me what it was, and I was like, huh, like, that's so crazy. I wonder what mine is. And for some reason, I literally said, I was like, dude, I swear it's going to be 8. Like, my number has always been 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, and it was 8. But then I was like, wait, is it because your life path number is based off of, like, your birthday? But it's not. Because I forgot who it was, but we did it with another person, and it was something totally different than their birthday. So I think me and 8 are just soul tied.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that's my
And it's number. Only one singular number?
Yeah, I think. What's yours?
Your angel number is 8.
See?
Wait, what? That has to be the same as life path then. There's no way.
Spiritually connected. I really think I'm spiritually connected with the world. I've always thought that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me see.
I don't know if it's the Virgo in me or what. But
why didn't mine say?
Yeah, what is your life path number?
I have to look that up, but wait, because
I'm gonna look.
I thought the angel numbers was multiple, so like, why did it give you just 8? Like, I'm so confused. Because when I calculated mine, whenever I calculated it, it gave me 777. Did it? Now I'm confused.
Also, fun fact about us: we are exactly 1 month apart. Mm-hmm.
Now this thing says 444. That's not
for
my,
you.
Yes, for my angel number.
Your life.
Oh, no, that says that for you.
Oh.
No, see, that's... Oh, yeah, yeah. See, it says my angel number is 777. Mm. So your angel number is 444.
What did it mean? Did it say?
Oh, yeah, it did. Let me go back. The 444 angel number sequence often presents itself when you are going through difficult times, when your guardian angel feels you need a push. These are times when you must simply develop and show commitment, perseverance, and persistence in order to make your dreams and goals a concrete reality. You shouldn't be afraid to reject something if it's not what you really want.
Mm, period.
Love that. Yeah, that's mine's 777, and that's why I'm going to get that actually tattooed on my back. I'm supposed to next week.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, next week?
Well, I'm supposed to get a whole back piece, but we're supposed to go to Pilates next week. It's on Tuesday.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. I'm excited, guys.
I'm going the day. I know, the machine. Oh my god.
I'm really excited to go.
We better not.
I've
fall.
Been wanting to go to Pilates for so freaking long.
You've never done the machine thing, right?
No.
Okay, neither have I. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm excited. But you know what? If we like it, what I want us to eventually do. So it's with the same machine, I think. It's just different attachments, I mm-hmm. think. Actually, don't quote me on that. It might be a different machine. Mm. But it's at the same place, and it's also another really popular class. It's the Cadillac class, and that's when you do more, like, stretches and, like, cool stuff.
Wait, what is this one supposed to be then?
Well, this, I think that it's not, it's just the regular Pilates reform, right? Like, so it's the regular Pilates with the machine, yeah. But what do you do with the machine?
Right? That's why I'm like...
Like, they work out with the machine.
Stuff too? Or no?
Yes. No. So, but the Cadillac one... I'm going to have to send you a video. Mm. The Cadillac one... Here, look. I'll show you the difference. That's the Cadillac one.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay. See, that's what I was expecting, though.
See, no. This is the regular one.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see the other one again. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, the Cadillac one, you do,
okay.
like...
I've seen that one.
Like, well, the guy's cut off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. That. So I want us to try that too.
Yes.
And at that place, the place by Credit Union one,
yeah,
it's also booked out for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Both the Cadillac. But we should try that place next.
Okay.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Try a different one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get our first beginner use everywhere. Yeah. No, I'm excited though.
I'm excited too.
Forward. So we'll report back how our Pilates class goes.
But I think it'll be good. But, well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the theories and conspiracy theories. And thanks for watching. Am I supposed to say
yes? That?
Dude, I always, there's something wrong. Like, I think I need, like, a brain vitamin. Okay, hold on. Let me do it again. Thank you. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
If you guys have anything to share with us, tea, questions, advice, you know the deal. Either leave us a comment down below or send us an email. Otherwise, we love you guys, and thanks for tuning in.
See you in the next video.
Bye.
Bye.